Okay, today's daf is Brachos daf Nun Vav. We left off on daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph at the very top of the page, actually. Today's shiur has a lot of sponsors. Sponsored by Shaki Klar Li'ilu Nishmas Yanti Bas Avram. Sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. Sponsored by Dr. Avishai Newman Lezecher Nishmas Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo. His father was Yotzei Lama Shvat. And Lezecher Nishmas Sara Freida Bas Avram Aryeh. And sponsored by Eric Cohn Li'ilu Nishmas Sara Freida Bas Avram Aryeh. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we're holding on the top of Nun Vav Amar Aleph, and the entire daf today is once again about dreams. We're continuing about dreams, and the Gemara is going to tell us about how we're going to first pick up on the theme of yesterday about how dreams are very often just a product of what one was thinking about during the day, and we're going to have a couple of stories relating to that, and then the entire Amar Aleph is going to be the story of Bar Hedya. Bar Hedya was a guy who would interpret dreams either for good or bad based on whether you paid him or not. And the idea is that they're all holy chachar pisron. Whatever the pitaron of the chalom is going to determine what the chalom actually means. So the Gemara is going to tell the story about how Abaye and Rava kept on going to Bar Hedya, and Abaye kept on paying for the interpretation and Rava did not, and therefore 13 different times Abaye got a positive interpretation and Rava got a negative interpretation. Then Rava started going alone to Bar Hedya, and 4 different times without paying, he got a negative interpretation. And then the Gemara tells us that Rava started paying him, and therefore on the last 5 occasions he went, he got positive interpretations. And then we're going to learn how Rava discovered what it was all about. He discovered that Bar Hedya was just waiting for payment, and he cursed Bar Hedya, and things did not end well for Bar Hedya. Then the Gemara is going to tell us in Amud Beis about a certain Stuki who had dreams, and Rabbi Yishmael interpreted all the dreams about various Averos that the Stuki did. And the Gemara is going to talk about what it means when you see different things in your dream, which things represent peace and which things represent Torah, and even when you see things that are positive, when a person wakes up, they should immediately recite a pasuk about that item for the positives. And the Gemara is going to talk about how dreams can sometimes go either way, so the pasuk should sort of gear it in the right direction. So let's begin Nun Vav Amar Aleph at the top of the page. So the Gemara tells us, Amalei Kesar, the Rabbi Shua Rabbi Chananya. The Kesar said to Rabbi Shua Bar Chananya, Amrisu Dechach Misu Tuva. They say that you guys are very wise, that the Jewish people are very wise, and the idea is, Chacham Adif Minavi. So I want you to predict something that's going to happen. If a Navi can predict, let's see if a Chacham Adif Minavi is able to predict what's going to happen. The Sifsei Chacham says that he was referring to the Pasuk, Rak Am Chacham Navon Hagoya Gadol Azeh, that said about all of Am Yisrael. So you're apparently a very wise nation. So you guys, you say you're such a wise nation. Your own Torah says you're such a wise nation. So let's see. Emily May Chazina Bechalmai, why don't you tell me what I'm going to dream about tonight? In the Imre Noam, he explains that that the Kesar was trying to, that Rabbi Shubha Chananya responded to the Kesar about things that he would think about all day. Meaning that's what we're going to see in the story, is he's going to tell him something that will make him obsess over it all day. And the chachma in that is to know the person well enough to know what you have to say to get him to obsess over that all day. I mean, you could say something weird, but it just might go in one ear out the other and he's not going to think about it. But he pinpointed what's going to drive him crazy, what's going to make him think about it all day, and that's the chachma that was exhibited. So I'm late. So he says, here's what's going to happen. And he gave him something to think about. Chazis to Meshach Rilach Parsai. In your dream, the Parsayim who you're in a constant battle with are gonna have you work for them. You're gonna be an evit to them. V'narbibach, and they're gonna despoil you. They'll take away your money. V'rayibach shakzi b'chutzut zedahava, and they're gonna make you shepherd pigs or shkatzim with a golden stick. Hira kuleyoma, he thought about that all day. Lord Tachaza, and that night he in fact dreamed about that. The Ben Yoyada explains that it used to be the minag that when one king would conquer another king, so the conquered would remain in charge, he would still govern his area, but now he had to pay all the taxes, he had to collect taxes on behalf of the conquering king. So that's the chutzut d'dava, he had this golden stick, the golden stick meaning that all the money had to go to the boss. Amalei Shvar Malkul Shmuel, the king of Paras said to Shmuel, Amrisu Dechach Misu Tuva, you say you're such smart people, Emeli Mechazidim Mechamai, why don't you tell me what I'm going to see in my dream? Amalei Chazis Dasu Remai, Shavalach. You're gonna see in your dream that the Romans are gonna come and they're gonna take you captive. V'tachnibach kashyasim brechai d'dohava, and they're gonna force you to grind date seeds in a golden mill. Here at Kuleyoma, he was thought about that all day. Lord Techaza, and that night he had a dream of exactly that happening. Barhedya mavshechal mahavi. Barhedya happened to have been. Now we're gonna start the story. Barhedya takes us through the rest of the Amud. Barhedya was a dream interpreter. Mandiyav leagram fashalei lemal yusa. Mandiyav leagram fashalei legriusa. If you paid him, he gave you a good interpretation. If you didn't pay him, he gave you a bad interpretation. And now we're going to have 13 different dreams that Rav and Abaye had the same dream. They both came to Barhedya, and Barhedya interpreted for the positive for Abaye because Abaye paid, and for the negative for Rava because Rava did not pay, which begs the question the Rishonim already asked, since they both dreamt the same dream and they came together to get it interpreted. How could Barhedya get away with it, giving different interpretations for the two of them? So the Tosos HaRosh suggests that Barhedya gave them a reason why he was saying it differently. The Gemara doesn't give us all the details, but he gave a reason why for you it means this, and for you it means something else. Shittim Gvetza suggests that each one only heard their own interpretation. They came together, but then he privately told them what it means, so they didn't hear what the other guy's interpretation is. Or, says the Shittim Gvetza, they heard both interpretations, but they assumed, they don't know much about dream interpreting, they just assumed it depends on the tchunas and nefesh of the person, that because they're different people, it actually means different things for the two of them. So Abaye v'Rava chazu chalma, Abaye yavle zuza, Rava lo yavle. Abaye paid for the interpretation, Rava did not. So dream number one, Armile akron v'chalman, we saw the following pasuk from the tochcha in our dream, Shorcha tavuach le'enecha, and the pasuk continues, V'lo socha mimenu, your ox will be shechted in front of you, but you will not be able to eat from it. So what does that mean? The Rava armile, pasuk diskach, you're going to lose all of your schorah, you're going to lose your business. And because you're going to be so sad, you're not going to be able to eat. You're going to be too depressed to eat. Sometimes people are depressed, they lose a ton of weight. They're unable to eat. So you're going to be so depressed, you're not going to be able to eat. Your business is going to do so well. You're going to be so overjoyed, you're not going to be able to eat. When people are on emotional highs and lows, sometimes they're unable to eat. I think Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said that when Rav Soloveitchik would finish Yom Kippur, he wouldn't be able to eat after Yom Kippur. He was on such a high, that he just couldn't eat. He was didn't feel hungry. So a person could be in such a state of joy that he's unable to eat. Second dream, Amrilei Akrin Banum Banus Tolid, that we saw the pasuk in the dream. Again from the Tochcha, that you can have sons and daughters, and the pasuk continues, V'loyi alecha ki elchu b'shevi, but you're not going to keep those sons and daughters because they're going to be taken captive. So the Rava Amrlei, Kivishuse, so Rava said, to Rava he told him, yeah, exactly what it sounds like, the bad pasha pshat of the pasuk, that your children are going to be taken captive. L'abayi Amrlei bincha b'nasach nefishi, no, it means you can have so many sons and daughters, u'minasven b'nasach li'alman, your daughters are going to have to get married, so they're going to go get married to guys from all over the place, u'midam n'bapach k'duka azlam b'shevya. So, you know, it's going to be a little sad. You're going to miss your daughters. They're going to be out in captivity, so to speak, by the other side, because the minhag was that the daughter went to live with the husband, wherever the husband was. But who doesn't want that? Meaning a person has a lot of daughters. Of course they want their daughters to get married. They want shidduchim for their daughters. The amount of agnos nefesh people have trying to find shidduchim for their daughters. So that's really a positive thing. It's just that in a certain sense, they're going to miss their daughter, the daughters while they are while they're going and living somewhere else. So then, Akari, in third dream, he says, we saw in the pasuk, banecho v'nosech nesunim la'amacher, that your sons and daughters are going to be given to another nation. So, l'abayi yamalei, b'nuchach v'nosech nefishin, atam v'kreivach v'yamar kleiva, you and your wife are going to have many sons and daughters, and you're going to argue about which of your relatives they should marry, meaning it used to be a common custom that you'd marry first cousins. You know, that's who, even in Europe a couple of generations ago, that's what it was. I remember in the video with that Steven Spielberg did with Holocaust survivors, and my wife's grandfather, they asked, how did you meet your wife? And he looked at her like she was from outer space. Oh, she was my cousin. How did anyone meet their wife? You know, that was so that was like a common custom. So they're going to argue whose first cousin you should marry. So v'akvilach v'yavas, meaning which side should it be? Your wife's side of the family, your side of the family. So v'akvilach v'yavas lo l'kreva, and you're going to lose because it's going to go to your wife's side of the family. Davi kamacher, and to you that's like an amacher. I mean, it shouldn't necessarily feel that way. I was talking to a Talmud of mine yesterday, and he was telling me about some. dispute that his him and his kala's side, and he kept on referring to his kala's family as the other side. The other side. I said, just an eitza. Maybe don't refer to them as the other side. So the Rava Amarle, so Rava, to Barhedya told Rava, the bitu shchiva, your wife is going to die, vasa banao bintzei lidei itza achriti, and your sons and daughters are now going to be living with a new wife, with a stepmother. The Amacher is the Eshes Ha'av. Now it's interesting, the first two Chalomos that they had, Barhedya interpreted Rava's dream first and then Abaye's dream. So why did he change it from, and from 3 through 13 it flips around. Furthermore, we mentioned Rava before Abaye, even though normally Abaye is always mentioned before Rava. So the Kedusha Ubracha, one of the Achronim suggests that originally Barhedya thought that Rava just made a mistake in not paying, or that he was being somech on the fact that Abaye paid, and he thought that that was good enough for the two of them because they came together. So that's why he started with Rava first, and he started interpreting Rava for the bad. So hopefully Rava will sense that something's up. But then he saw that Rava just didn't want to pay, so then he went back to the normal seder of dealing with Abaye before dealing with Rava. Okay, some explanation. Fourth dream. Akrin b'chalmin. We saw now not a pasuk in Tocha, but a pasuk in Koheles. Lecha chol b'simcha lachmecha. You should go eat your bread b'simcha. L'Abaye amalei merav chizkach. So Abaye, he said, "Ooh, your business is going to go well. V'chal v'shisisa, and you're going to eat and drink and happiness v'karisa p'suka mechad v'delibach." And this like pasuk is going to emerge naturally from you. You're going to be so happy that you're going to say such a pasuk. L'Rava amalei pasuk iskach tavach v'lo achal v'shisisa. You're going to lose everything, and even if you shecht your behemah to eat it, you're going to be so sad you're not going to be able to eat or drink. V'krasi l'v'kuchei pachtach, and you're going to have to say this pasuk just to give yourself some encouragement, just to give yourself some joy. So akrinan, and then dream number five, we saw the pasuk back to the tocha zer rav totzi asada, that you're going to have a lot of zera in the field, but very little to gather in because the arba is going to eat up all that you planted. So what does it mean? L'abaye amalei mireshe. So Abaye said, yeah, the first half of the pasuk is the ikr, the rest is just like we said, that every dream is dvarim betelin. So that's the rest for you is the dvarim betelin. It's a part that's not meaningful. L'rava amalei misefe. But to Rava, he said, no, the end of the pasuk, that you're not going to have anything, that's the part that's meaningful to you. The first half of the pasuk, that there's going to be zera rav, that's not meaningful to you. And then another, a sixth dream, akrinan, we saw the pasuk in the Tocha, zesim yilucha b'chol gvulecha, you'll have lots of olives, but the pasuk continues that v'shem en lo tosuf ki yishal zesecha, that you're not going to have any oil to show for it. So l'abaye amalei mireshe, l'rava amalei misefe. Same thing, Abaye says the first half of the, Abaye said the first half of the pasuk is the ikr, to Rava he said the second half of the pasuk is the ikr. Akrina, in dream number seven, v'ro kol amei aretz, we saw the pasuk that ro kol amei aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yaru mimecha. We had this pasuk earlier in the Masechta, we spoke about tefillin, that elu tefillin shabarosh, what was that back in the Vavr, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin mikam chayisah, but our tefillin represents ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. So Abaye Yomer Leis, so Abaye said, Nafak lach shema teresh masifta avisa. You're going to be world famous because you're going to be the Rosh Yeshiva, and they must be nefalta bialma, and everyone is going to have a certain pachad for you because you're going to be such a, they're going to have such a year of sarumus for you because of your position. L'Rava Amar Leis, but to Rava he said, B'dayana demalka itbar, that the storehouse of the treasury of the king is going to be broken into, umitfasta beganvi, and you're going to be arrested on suspicion of being the one that steals. And everyone is going to make a kalvachomer based on you. They're going to say, if even the honest Rava, the person who has such integrity, could be accused of such things, we can all be subject to such false accusations. And in fact, that happened. The next day, it was broken into, and Rava was arrested under suspicion of being the one who had stolen it. Number eight. Now, it wasn't a pasuk. We just saw a piece of lettuce on the open of a barrel of wine. So Abaye said that it's a remez, the barrel is a remez to your schora, to your business. The yayin, that's the yayin. Both Rava and Abaye were in the wine business, and the interpretation is that your business can go really well. It's going to double over, just like the doubled over leaves of lettuce, the head of lettuce, that the leaves fold over each other. So your business is going to double over. L'Rava Amrlei Maris Kachichasa. No, chasa is chazeres. It's the very very first vegetable listed in the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim of those that are kosher for maror. So chasa is considered to be something that is very bitter, that your business is going to turn bitter like maror. So armilei, now dream number 9, chasa bisra al pumdani. We saw meat on the opening of a barrel. Salabai armilei basam chamrach. Your wine is going to be very very sweet and good. Vasu kli almul mizvam bisra v'chamra minach. And therefore everyone's going to come to buy basar and yayin from you. L'rava armilei, to Rava Barhedya said, takiv chamrach. Your wine is going to spoil. It's going to turn into vinegar. Vasu kli almul mizvam bisra v'mechal bay. And everyone's going to come to buy meat in order to have together with your wine. Meaning your wine is only going to be good as cooking wine, as cooking vinegar, because it's going to sour. So people are going to need meat just to make use of your wine. Otherwise they're going to have no use for it because it's all soured. Dream number 10. Armile chazan chavisa titali bedikla. We saw a barrel of wine hanging on a dekel tree. So what does that mean? Labai amale midli iskach kedikla. That your schora, your wine, is going to sell at a very high price because a dekel is a very tall tree. L'rava amale chali iskach ketamri. That no, it's about not about the tree, it's about the dates. The dates are very sweet. Your wine is going to be so sweet like dates. Meaning, it's going to be such a good deal. It's going to be such a bargain that people are going to want to buy it. Why is it going to be such a bargain? Because it's going to be cheap. So you're not going to make a lot of money off of your wine. Dream number 11. Armilei chazan rumana dekadchi apum dani. We saw rimonim, we saw pomegranates that were growing around the barrel. So what does that mean? Abayi armilei oshik iskach kerumana. That you're going to sell your wine for a very high price, like rimonim, which sell for a very high price. L'rava armilei kavi iskach kerumana. That a rimon also has a very tart, sour flavor, and that your wine is going to turn sour like a rimon. Dream number 12. Armilei chazan chavisa dinafal abira. We saw a barrel that fell into a bar. La'abai armilei midbai iskach. That your schori, your wine, is going to be in demand. People are going to be looking to where they can get it, where they can possibly find it to buy it. Kedamar nafal pita bira v'lo ishtakach. Like they say that the bread falls into the bar and they look for it and they're unable to find it. So that's what the bar represents, that it's in such high demand that it's difficult to find. L'rava amalei pasid iskach v'shadi salei l'bira. That you're going to lose your schori, you're going to lose your wine, and it's going to go into, it's going to be thrown into a bar. The bar represents like something that's irretrievably lost, that you're never going to have what you normally sell. And then the final dream that they went to together to Barhedya about is armilei chazina bar chamra dikaya sidan. We saw a chamor that was standing by the head of our bed, v'noer, and the chamor was, what does the chamor do? It was braying, or whatever. He was making the chamor noises. So we had, that earlier in the Masechta also, Daf Gimel, right? The Gimel Mishmaros Havi Alayla. So chamor noer, I think, was one of the signs for the Mishmaros. So Abaye Amalei, so Barhadia told Abaye, Malka Visa, you're going to be a Rosh Yeshiva, and you're going to say drashas, v'kaya amor alach, and therefore you're going to have a maturgaman who has to, sort of announce all of your shiurim. L'Rava Amalei, and to Rava he said, Peter Chamor Goyet Mitfilach. The words Peter Chamor are missing from your tefillin. This is an entirely different type of interpretation. He wasn't telling him what will happen, he was telling him what already has happened. He said, you're missing in your tefillin the words Peter Chamor. So Amalei, Rava said, you think I didn't look at the parshas of my tefillin before I bought my tefillin? I saw the parshas of my tefillin, I checked them very carefully. The words Peter Chamor are absolutely there. So Amalei, Vav de Peter Chamor Vade Goyet. He said, yeah, but the letter Vav is missing from your tefillin. That is not a problem. The word Chamar is not supposed to have a Vav in our tefillin. But what he was telling him is that the Sofer made a mistake when he was writing the word Chamar. He wrote the letter Vav, then he erased it and had to write a Resh in its place, meaning that he had made a mistake on the first go-around, which is no big deal, but just something that Barhedi was showing that he knew, that he was able to detect that from the dream. Had he written the Resh before he erased the Vav, the Beis Yosef points out in Siman Lamed Beis, that would be a real problem. Because if he writes the Resh and then he erases the Vav, then there's going to be a space in between the Mem and the Resh, and that could possibly the Tefillin. So it has to be that he had erased the Vav and then written the Resh. The Aruch says that the word, he has a different girsa. The girsa is Gachit, and the Vav, and he's trying to say that the Vav is Chaser. So Milorom asks, so what? The Vav is supposed to be Chaser. He says that it has to be that according to the Aruch, Petach Hamar is supposed to be spelled with the vav, that you're actually supposed to have the vav in the word Petach Amor according to the Aruch. Now, the interpretation of the dream, like we said, is totally different than all the other interpretations. Kol HaChalomos, the Pisron is Holach Achar Peh, and that's why Bar Hedya interpreted them badly for Rava, but over here it was Mamish the Emes. That's what the Marsha makes that Ha'ara, that over here he was just telling him what actually was. So the self of Azul Rava L'chudei L'gabei. In the end, Rava started going alone to Bar Hedya, not together with Abaye. Maybe they stopped having the same dreams. Maybe they stopped dreaming in tandem. So Amalei, Chaza Dasha B'riyasa D'nafali, says, I saw that the outer door of my house had fallen down in a dream. So Amalei, Ishtachashchava. He says, oh, that means that your wife is going to die. So I asked Rabbi Yaakov Emden, hey, that already happened. He already gave him that one, that interpretation that the wife is going to die. So he says he had two wives. So one of them died right away. He got remarried. And now the second one, who's the Basra Chista, is also, he's telling him that she's going to die too. Amalei, Chazai, Kaki Vishinai D'nasser. He says, I saw that my front teeth and my back teeth were falling out. So Amalei, Bincha B'nasach Shukvan. That means your sons and your daughters are going to die. So the Akronim point out that the back teeth are probably the daughters, because Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima, and the front teeth are the sons. So the front teeth are the ones that look shiny, the back teeth are the ones that are useful. So Amalei, Chazai, Tarti Yoni de Parchan. So dream number three that he said, I saw in my dream two doves that were flying. So Amalei, Tre Nashi Megrashta. It means that a dove represents wives, because in Shir Hashirim, Yonasi Tamasi. So it means that you're going to divorce two wives, they're going to fly away. So Amalei, he said a fourth dream, Chazai Tregar Gilidi Delifta. I saw two heads of turnips. Amalei Train Kulfi Balasa. It means that you're going to get beaten up with two very hard strikes. So someone's going to really beat you badly. So also twice. Also Rava Hu Yoma. That day Rava happened to be going. V'yasu Be Midrasha Kuli Yoma. Spent all day in the Beis Medrash like he did probably most days. Ashka Chanu Trei Sagi Nahori, and he saw that there were two blind people, Davakuminatsi Badi Adadi, that were fighting with each other. So Azul Rava Lefakinu, Rava went to break up the fight. Umachul Rava Trei, and they hit Rava twice, hard. Dol Machu Achriti, they lifted up their hands to hit him a third time. Amar Mistai Trin Chazai. No, I only saw two turnips in the dream. I'm only supposed to get hit twice, so enough. You're not allowed to hit me a third time. Then Rava decided he's going to start paying Bar Hedya. He provided him all this service for free for all this time by interpreting his dreams, so he's going to go pay him. And now he had five more dreams after he started paying him. And Rava still did not realize it's going to be Mavur in the Gemara soon. He still didn't realize that the payment had anything to do with anything. He just thought he was honestly interpreting his dreams. So Amalei, Rava said, dream number one, after payment, Chazaya Shisa Denafel, I saw the wall of my house fall down. So Amalei, Nechassim Belo Mitzvah. It means that you're going to have so many nechassim, it's going to be like without any borders, without any boundaries, you know, it's going to spread wide and far. I saw that Abaye's house fell down, and I was covered in the dirt of Abaye's house. Yeah, that means Abaye is going to die, and his yeshiva is going to come to you, meaning all of his talmidim are going to come to you. Now, Tosas and Daf Samach Beis raises the following question, that we said that there were two dreams that Rava had about his wife dying. So it sounds like they died right around the times of those dreams, before the one about Abaye and Rava being the Rosh Yeshiva, Rava taking over as Rosh Yeshiva for Abaye. So it sounds like Rava's wife died before Abaye died. So asks Tosos and Daf Samach Beis that the Gemara later on is going to tell us that Bas Rav Chista, Rava's wife, was still alive when Rava was the Rosh Yeshiva. So he says it has to be that there was a delayed Kiyum of the earlier dream of his wife dying, that Bas Rav Chista was still alive when Rava was Rosh Yeshiva. See, even as the good dreams were happening, the bad dreams were still not yet fulfilled, and they were still happening after the good dreams were happening. So Amalei, the third dream that Rava told Bar Hedya about after he started paying him, Chazani Apana Didid Enafel, I saw that my house caved in, Vosu Kuli Alma Shakal Vinta Levinta, and everyone started taking bricks from what had fallen. So Amalei, Shmaitzak Mvadim Rialma, he says, oh, that's good news. That means that your teachings are going to be spread wide and far, and you'll be able to be Marbit Torah to a very large audience, which is, of course, a great sukha. So Amalei, so the fourth time he said, Chazai, the Ifka Reshi V'Nasar Mukri. He says, I saw my dream that my head was cracked open and my brains fell out. So, Amalei, Udra Mi Beisad Yanafik. It means that there's some feathers falling out of your pillow. No big deal. Don't worry. You know, it seems bad. It's no big deal. So, Amalei, he said, Karyin Halal Mitzra B'Chalma. I saw in my dream that I was saying Halal HaMitzri, the Halal that we say in Pesach about the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Amalei Nisim Mitzrach Shilach, it means that you can experience great miracles. So that was all the interpretations. Then Havakazal Ba'adei Ba'arba, one time Rava was with Barhedya on a boat, Amar Ba'adei Gavrin Mitzrach Shilach Nisa Lameli. So Barhedya thought to himself, I don't want to be next to a guy who is just guaranteed that miracles are going to happen for him and that he would be saved, because if he needs to be saved, it means the rest of us aren't going to be saved. There's going to be some trauma, there's going to be some terrible event that's going to happen, so I don't need to be on this boat. As soon as he saw Rav on the boat, Barhedya wanted off of that boat. So as Barhedya was packing up his stuff and getting off of that boat as quickly as he could, he dropped his book of dream interpretations. So he opened the book, he saw there was only one chapter, one sentence, the whole book. It says, however you interpret it, that's the whole dream. So I'm a Rasha, b'didach kaima. So he says, you evil person, it was all up to you. V'tziartim kolihai. You know what kind of havoc you wreaked on my life because you decided that you wanted a couple of bucks? Kula mechil nalach, bar mi bar tid Rav Chisda. I'm willing to be mochel you everything except for the daughter of Rav Chisda, except for my second wife, Rav Chisda's daughter, that she had to die. Sifsei Chaim is a little bothered by this. How can you be mochel the death of all your children? How can you be mochel the death of your first wife? So he says, no, he means family members. He means he's not mochel that. It's hard to imagine. Why would Dafka say the daughter of Rav Chisda, not his first wife? So in the Magid Taluma, he suggests that no, he's not mochel the Avera. He said, the pain that was caused to me as a result of that I could be mochel. But I can't be mochel the pain of Rav Chisda losing his daughter. The pain that Rav Chisda had to go through losing his daughter, that I can't be mochel for you. So Yerava de Limsaru Gavra Lidei de and therefore give him a curse that you should fall into the hands of a malchus that will have no rachmanis on you, that they should be very, very terrible to you. Chaznish writes in Sanhedrin that the reason that Rava was allowed to curse Barhedya was because you're allowed to be menade a person for being mitzaret on the chachim. You're allowed to put a person in nidui, and nidui is really a curse that a person should die. It's a terrible curse. So nidui is a klala, and therefore Rava was allowed to give such a klala. So Amr Maya Avid, so he said, what should I do? Gemiri, because after all, it's going to happen. Meaning, if Rava gave this curse, even if it was unjustified, it would come true. And you know, let's be honest, he had very good reason to curse me, so I'm in trouble now. So Amar Ekum v'Igli, Amar Galus Mechaperes. He said I should go into Galus because Galus Mechaperes Avon. So come Galil Beirumai. So he went to the Romans to be in Galus in an uncomfortable place, and hoping that will be Mechaper for him. So while there, Azul Yosef Apaska Deresh. Turzina de Malka. He sat by the right by the shomer of the Otzer HaMelech, of the person who guarded the treasures of the king. Reish Turzina Chazachalma, and the guy who was in charge of guarding the treasures of the king had a dream. And lo and behold, Barhed is a famous dream interpreter, was right there. So Amalei Chazai Chalma, Dayal Machta Betzbasi. He said, I had the funniest dream. A needle was going in my finger. Amalei Havli Zuza. He says, well, I don't work for free. You got to pay me if you want me to interpret it. So he didn't interpret it right away. He asked for payment, and he didn't give him anything, and therefore he didn't say anything, and he just let it go. He didn't interpret it. So the next day he said, I had another dream that there was a worm going into two of my fingers. Pay me and I'll tell you what it means. So he didn't pay him and he didn't tell him what it meant. Amalei, then the third time he said, I saw that there was a worm eating through all my entire hand. Now he interpreted it without being paid, and he said it means that a worm has already eaten through all of the silk of the king and it's all gone, everything that you were meant to protect, which means he knew the entire time what was happening. And the first time it was only beginning, the worm was just getting there. The second time it started to eat it, and he could have warned him, but he didn't warn him because he didn't pay for it. So instead of interpreting it for the bad, which he could have done, and then it would have saved the fellow, he didn't interpret it at all, which is even worse for the guy. So Shami Bey Malka, so they heard by the Melech what had happened, Vasil the Resh Tuzina Kokatile, and they were going to execute the Resh Tuzina. They were going to execute the Shomer, who's supposed to protect all the silk. So Amalahu, Ana Amai, Aisulahi Davi Yadav Lo Amar. Why would you kill me? I at least didn't know what was going on, but this guy knew what was happening, and he didn't say anything. So Aisulah Barhed, they brought Barhedya, Armilei, Amtu Zuza Didach, because of a couple of dollars that you wanted to make. Charvu. Shirai de Malka, you think it was worth sacrificing all of the fine silk and linen of the king because of a couple of dollars that you were interested in? So Kafisu Trinazar Bechavlu, they tied two Erez trees that were planted next to each other. They held them together with rope. They tied them together with a rope. And then they tied one of his feet to one of the Erez trees and the other to the other cedar tree. And then they untied them so the trees went back to their original position to the point that it split his body in half and split his head. And then each of the trees went back to their original location. It's Talik v'nafal b'trin. And his body ended up in two pieces. So it didn't end well. Shalom ben Dama ben Achos v'shlav Yishmael. So now going on to another story, Ben Dama, the nephew of Rabbi Yishmael, asked this Rabbi Yishmael, Ra'isi shnei l'chaye shenashu. I saw my two jaws fall out of my dream. Amar shnei gedudi Roma yotzu alecha ra'a umesu. That means that there were legions of Roman troops that were plotting evil against you, but they died. So don't worry about it. You're now safe. Amalei bar kapral Rabbi, Ra'isi chot mi shenashar. I saw my nose fall off in my dream. So amalei charon af nistalik mincha. It means that there was in Shemayim there was some anger against you, and now that has subsided and it's gone, so you're okay now. He saw, again, these dreams sound like they are terrible things. He said, I saw that I had no hands, that my hands had fallen off. It means you're going to be so rich, you're not going to have to work anymore. You're not going to need my siyadayim anymore. I saw my two legs were cut off. It means that you're going to be ridden around on a horse, on a horse-drawn carriage. You're not going to have to walk around anymore. That's also for the positive. So here's the Daf Yomi Kuvin says. He said, I saw in my dream Chodesh Adar, that I'm going to die in Chodesh Adar, that I'm not going to see Chodesh Nisan. So Amalei Ba'adrusim, he says, no, it doesn't mean Chodesh Adar you're going to die. It means with Hadar, with honor, with glory you're going to die. And when you dreamt that you're not going to reach Nisan, that means that you're not going to face any Nisayon. You're not going to come to any Nisayon. So Amalei Hu Tzeduki L'Rabbi Shmuel. Once Rabbi Shmuel was doing interpreting, a certain Tzeduki came to Rabbi Shmuel for interpretations. Reisi Shani Mashka Shemin L'Zeisim. He says, I saw that I was pouring oil into olives, which is backwards, obviously. So Amalei Ba'alimo. He says, oh, that's because you were Ba'al, your own mother. So where you came from, you were pouring into. So Amalei Chazay Dekatav Likuchva. He said, I saw that I uprooted a star from the sky. Amalei Bar Yisrael Ganafta. You kidnapped a Jew, because the Jews are like the stars of the sky. So Amalei Chazay Debalati Likuchava. I saw that I swallowed the star. Amalei Bar Yisrael Zavante Vachatu L'dame. Yeah, you sold that Jew that you kidnapped, and then you spent all the money that you got for him. I saw that my eyes were kissing each other in a dream, that my two eyes were very close together. Because you slept with your own sister. I also saw that I kissed the moon. So you must have slept with a Jewish woman, with the wife of a Jewish man, because that's what the moon represents. Sifsei Chum writes that you find that in the Chalom of Yosef, that in Eshes Yisrael Nimshal Le'Yarech. He says, Hinei Chalom Asi and Rachel was the Yareach. That's what we referred to just the other day. Some of the Achronim point out that Dafka, the moon, represents Yisrael, or Nations Yisrael, because we count our calendar based on the moon and not based on the sun. He says, I saw that I was walking in the shades of Hadassim. Hadassim represents a chuppah, so it must be that there was a girl who was in Naru Murasa, and you were Boel her. So Amalei Chazay Tunami Yilayi Vihimit Sai. He says, no, that one's wrong, because the shade was above me and I was on the bottom. If I was Boel and Aram Rasa, I would have been on top. So you must be interpreting that wrong. Amalei Mishkaf Kahafuch. No, you were Boel and Aram Rasa, and she was on top. And that's just what happened. So Amalei, then the Tzuki said to Rabbi Shmuel, Chazay Orvi Dahadri Lepurye. I saw that there were Orvin, that there were ravens around my bed. So Amalei Ishta Chazinsa Me'anashim Harbe. That means that your wife was Mizana with a lot of different men. The Orev is an Of Tame, and it's Shot of Pazima. In Parachelik, the Gemara tells us in the end of Sanhedrin that it was Meshamish in the Teva. It was the only one that was Meshamish in the Teva, because it's so Shot of Pazima. He says, I also saw that there are doves that were around my bed. What does that mean? Samalei Nashim Harbe Timesa, that you took a lot of pure women and were Metame, these women. So Amalei Chazay Dinaka Tre Yoni Ufarchan. He says, I also saw that I was holding two yonim, and they flew away from me. What does that mean? Interesting that Rava had a similar type of dream of yonim flying away. So Amalei Rabbi Shmuel said, Tarti noshim nesavta, patzutinun beloget. But the difference is, by Rava, was that he would divorce them. Over here, you're married two women, and you're going to divorce them without even giving them a get, because the tzaduki saw that he was holding the two yonim, that they shouldn't fly away. So it sounds like those two women, those two yonim, are still somehow connected to him. So he's making them agunas. He's not giving them a get. So Amalei Chazay de Kalifna Bei. He said, I saw that I was peeling eggs in a dream. So Amalei Shachvi Kamashalachas. It means that you were going robbing clothing off of dead bodies. Amalei Kulus Nabi Barme Hadalese. He says, you know, you're really unbelievable. You're batting like 900. Everything was right except for that last one. You know, what kind of person do you think I am? You think I'm going to steal clothing off of dead people? Sadachi Vahachi, as they're having that conversation, Asya Hayitzava Amalei, Hay Glima de Makasa de Gavra Ploni, who de Mishra Shlachte. Hey, that shirt you're wearing, that jacket you're wearing, wasn't that the dead guy's, the guy that died yesterday? Why are you wearing that jacket? So he was lying about the last, I mean, the one he denied, he was lying about. So Amalei Chazai Darmeli Shvaklach Avuknuksi. So then the Stuki says, I saw in my dream that they said that my father left me Nechasim Bekaputkia, in Kaputkia, meaning now that Rabbi Shmuel passed the test, he knows how to interpret dreams, now he's getting down to it. My father left me Nechasim Kaputkia. What does that mean? Amalei Islach Nechasim Bekaputkia. Do you know of any properties in Kaputkia? Amalei Lav. No. Azlavuchal Kaputkia. Did your father ever go to Kaputkia during his lifetime? Amalei Lav. No. In Cain, he says, then Kaputkia doesn't mean Kaputkia. It's two words. It's Kappa is Keshura. It means a beam. And Dika is Asara. Means 10. So Zil Chazi Kappa Deresh Asara. Go check what's in the 10th beam of your house. Shimalei Azuzeh. And he saw that it was full of money. Azal Ashkach Shimalei Azuzeh. I mean, you'll find that it's full of money. He went and he found that it was Taka full of money. Amr Bichanina. Haro Be'er Bichalom. If a person sees a spring in his dream, Roa Shalom. He's seeing a sign of peace. Remember, Reach Rav the Yisrael Menachal Yim Tosham Be'er Mayim Chayim. Rabbi Nassim Amr Matzah Torah, that he's finding Torah. Shemar Kimotzi Matzah Chayim. Uksefacha Be'er Mayim Chayim. And Be'er is also referred to as Chayim. Rava Amr Chayim Mamish, that he's finding actual Chayim, because Chayim is Tali on water. Where there is water, there is life. So if he's seeing Be'er, that means he's seeing a symbol of life. Amr Bichana Shalosh Shlomo saying, there are three types of peace. Nahar, Tzipar, Ukedera. There's a river, there's a bird, and a kettle. The title of the book is The River, the Kettle, and the Bird, because Rav Feldman Shlita develops the idea that these represent three different types of peace, and other, but it works much better with river, then kettle, then bird, because he views bird as the ultimate shalom. But okay, there's the river, the bird, and the kettle. Nahar, Dichsiv, Hinni, Noteela, Kenar, Shalom. That you see that the pasuk refers to a Nahar as Shalom. Tzipar, Dichsiv, Kitzipar, Mafos, Ken, Yogin, Hashem, Tzvakos, and that Hashem will protect the Yerushalayim. So that's Shalom, that Yerushalayim is going to be protected. And Kedera Dechsev, Hashem Tishpos, Shalom Lanu. And Shvisa Tishpos is the lashon of what you do with a Kedera. It's like setting up a Kedera on a stove. I'm Rabbi Chanina, but Kedera Shein Babasa Shaninu. But that's only if the dream is about a Kedera that doesn't have any meat. Shenemar, Ufarsu Kasher Basir, Babasa Betoch Kalachas. That the Rishayim cause problems for tzaddikim, and they break them up into little pieces, just like you'd cut up meat into little pieces before putting it into a kedera. So a kedera that has basar is a siman for peronus for the Jewish people. That would not be good. So now a number of things that dreams that you see that you should say a positive pasuk as soon as you have the dream to make it sure that it's for the good. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Aro nor b'chalom yashkim v'yomer. You should say hini nota le kanahar shalom. Kodem sheikar menu kapasuk acher. Instead of accidentally saying a bad pasuk, yavo kanahar tzar. Haro tzibur if you see a tzipor in a dream, Yashkim Yomer, say the pasuk Kitzipor Mavos Kenya again. So to Hashem should protect Yerushalayim. Kodem Sheikamen Pasuk Acher Kitzipor Nodedus Minkana, that a person is going to be sent into exile and wander. Haro Keder B'Chalom Yashkim Yomer. You see a Keder, say Hashem Tishpos Shalom Lanu. Like we just said, Kodem Sheikamen Pasuk Acher Sfos Hashem Sfos. That, like we said, that sometimes it could be bad to have a Keder that represents Piranus. Haro Anavim B'Chalom. Someone who sees grapes in a dream, Yashkim Yomer Kanavim B'Midbar. That the Jewish people are like grapes growing in the Midbar, Kodem Shekamen Pasuk Acher Anaveimo in Verosh, that's a sign of bitterness and bad things from the end of Sefer Dvarim. Haroa Har B'Chalom, if someone sees a mountain dream, Yashkim Yomar Manovu Alaharim Ragli Mevaser, the pasuk goes on, Mashmiya Shalom Mevaser Tov, it's all good. Kodem Shekamen Pasuk Acher That it's going to be crying and groaning. That a dog won't be able to wag its tongue against the Jewish people. That the klavim have a certain azus, a certain chutzpah. Haroa Ariba Kolam certainly sees a lion in a dream. Yashkim Yomer Arye Sha'ag Milo Yira. Who doesn't fear the lion? Kodeshim Gamen Pasuk Acher Ola Arye Misubcho. That a lion obviously can be a very bad thing when he's out roaming the streets. Haroa Tiglachas Bechalom. A person sees shaving in a dream. Yashkim Yomer Yigalif Yichalif Simlosav. That it was a good shaving that Yosef had when he was taken out of jail. Kodeshim Gamen Pasuk Acher Im Galachta Vesarmi Menu Kochi. That Shimshon was saying that if I get shaved, I'll lose all of my koach. Haroa Be'er Bechalom, person sees a bear, Yashkin Biomer, Be'er Mayim Chayim, not the soda, but the actual Be'er Mayim, Kodesh Kamen Pasuk Acher, Kakir Bir Meimeha. Haroa Kana Bechalom, someone sees a reed in a dream, Yashkin Biomer, Kana Ratzutz Lo Yishbar, that a reed is unique in that it could face a lot of adversity, waves can hit it, and it's not going to break, it's going to bend, so it'll never break. Kodesh Kamen Pasuk Acher, Hine Betakti Lach Al Meshana Sakana Ratzutz, that the Pasuk refers to it as like the worst kind of cane. If you try to lean on a kana, it will crumble under you. So that would be the negative part about it. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up with Tan Rabbanan tomorrow.